Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. As in 2012. I am Roy, and Adrian's with us tonight. Let's welcome Adrian onto the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. And it looks like we're going to be running into what they call a blood moon. And it doesn't look like it's fully developed yet, but we're hoping to see what this what will come out of this blood moon. And you kind of interesting. Didn't you say that there was going to be three more, Roy?
Yeah, there's a total of four blood moons.
Wow.
But we'll only see two this year and then two next year.
Wow, that's interesting. So what do you think this all means, Roy, spiritually, on a spiritual level?
Well, it's interesting that this happens about every 500 years, and every time that these blood moons come around, there's some kind of historical event that happens. But what's interesting, it seems to affect Israel each time. And the last time, they were under like an attack, and they only had like, I can't remember how many, 300,000 people, but there was over a million people that were trying to, you know, take over their, you know, their country there, and they were able to defeat these armies. So I'm getting, more than any, it'll be, you know, something of a higher source, and we're going to see signs, you know, all around the world. And what do you get from that, Agent?
Well, that's very interesting. We know there's a lot of spiritual events that are taking place around the world. And we know that this is part of the process of spiritual evolution. And we know that something big has to happen for this shift to happen. So we know that the planets and the moon and all that have a lot to do with that. You know, if the red moon represents death, then that means we're going through a transformation. So we do know that death has a lot to do with transformation. So this will be very interesting.
We're supposed to have Monica from Texas on with us tonight. Let's go ahead and see if this is her. Monica, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller. Monica, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, just go ahead, and we're just going to wait for Monica to come on and see if she'll join us. But it looks like we're getting some callers lined up. Let's go ahead with the first caller from the 928 area. You're on the air.
817, Monica.
Hi, this is 928.
Hi, and what's your first name and where are you from?
My first name is Carrie, and I'm from Arizona.
Oh, we welcome you to our show tonight, how can we help you tonight?
Oh, I was looking through and noticed that you guys were doing psychic readings, so I just thought I'd call in.
And we welcome you tonight. Have you heard about these red, these blood moons, these four blood moons?
Yes, I'm actually planning on going outside tonight about a quarter of 12 to watch. I think it's going to be hitting totality here about 12:30, quarter of 1.
Wow, that's amazing. And what are your feelings about these blood moons?
Oh, I think it's pretty interesting that there's going to be 4 of them, and you know, I've been doing a little bit of reading about them, and I know that they're, I think, falling around Jewish holidays is what I've read, and like you said, that they haven't happened for 400 or 500 years, so it should be interesting. I know a lot of people are talking about a lot of different predictions for this month of April, just alone, that there's going to be some shifts or changes going on, so it should be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, we're going to be in for a surprise, I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
What part of Arizona are you from?
I'm from the northeastern part.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been to Sedona?
Lots of times.
Well, that's a beautiful place. Me and my son's been there, and we've had some very amazing and spiritual adventures while we were there.
Yeah, it's an incredible place.
And I was surprised how many people are open to, you know, a lot of UFO sightings and things out of the ordinary.
Yeah, the area is kind of conducive for that. I think this whole area, well, even that Travis Walton had that experience not too far from here where I live.
That was abducted by UFO?
Yeah, he was taken out of the woods by in Heber, Arizona, fire in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was about 40 minutes from here.
Wow, that's amazing.
So he had a connection with the ETs?
Yeah, he was actually taken up in that craft and gone for several days and then dropped back out on the highway.
Wow.
So
he wrote
like,
a
Fire in the
yeah,
Sky?
Yeah, the same one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wrote a book about it and everything.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I remember that.
That is so amazing. And
it is.
My oldest son lives in Colorado, and right now he has his own radio show, and he likes to talk about, you know, different sightings and different things out of the ordinary. But,
yeah, I think people are saying more and more things all the time.
Me and my son have had a lot of sightings and a lot of things, you know, out of the ordinary happened to us also. So it's always interesting to see, you know, other people what they've experienced.
Yeah, I think
a lot of activity out there.
Yep.
I want to invite another special guest by the name of Monica. She's from Texas. Monica, are you
hello.
There?
She kept saying hello, but I could hear her, but you guys couldn't hear her.
Hello.
Can you hear us, Monica?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay.
But we're just on the conversation of, you know, these UFO sightings and talking about the blood moons, you know, that are coming up.
Yes, I went outside earlier and looked at it, and it's getting bigger. The ring's getting thicker.
Yeah.
And it's also got it's got two blue hazy, almost like halos around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
We could see that all the way here in Utah, and you're calling, you know, from Texas. So somebody posted also that they, in California, that they were beginning to see you know, some of the red, you know, on the moon also.
Yeah, I just went outside earlier to look at it again, and it's thicker now. So that ring is getting thicker.
Yeah.
And it is red.
Wow. It'll be amazing, you know, once it's in its full, amazing.
Uh-oh.
They say what the significance was of this, of having these four blood moons this year?
Your what?
Did they say what the significance was about this, of having four blood moons this year?
Would they say that?
Yeah, they say that each time they come around that Egypt, Israel goes through a lot of historic events.
They're saying that Israel goes through a lot of historic events.
Uh-huh.
And we know that right now things are sort of shaky over there between Israel and Iran.
Right.
And Russia keeps getting mixed up with, you know, between them, you know.
Right.
So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and they also said they have discovered some golden treasure that they found not too long ago, maybe about a week ago, and they're really not describing exactly what was found. I'm going to get back online and check that out tomorrow, but that might be significant also, because apparently this was found not buried too deep, and looks like the way it was buried was done very hastily.
Wow.
Yeah, there might be something there. I'm thinking there is.
A lot of things
maybe,
are...
Yeah, maybe we'll get some information on that. You know, who knows? They could find a tablet. They could find anything with information on it. I hope they share it with the world.
We know that they like to hide things.
Yeah.
Sure do.
So I'm thinking if it is significant, maybe, like I said, they'll share it and we'll all learn something new.
Let's go ahead and invite one more caller on and share this conversation with them from the 914 area. You're on the air.
Hi. I see that y'all talking about. Hi, my name's Melissa from New York. Thank you. And I see y'all was talking about the blood moon. And a lot of people say, no, I didn't get to see it yet. I don't know when it's supposed to come over here yet. But this year.
Right.
Huh?
What time is it there?
Right now it is 12:43 in the morning.
Okay.
But just hearing how the other lady was talking about what the color it looks like and everything, that sounds so beautiful. But you were talking about how it represents, even though a lot of people are scared about it today, but it, you know how you was talking about how it's about change? It's
right.
Going to be like change.
Right.
So I guess it's going to be basically everything's going to shift for everybody basically, right?
Hopefully for the better.
Yeah.
And change is not bad.
You know, that's something,
no, it's not.
You know, it has to happen because, you know, how can we continue? You know, it seems like after 9/11, you know, that people were beginning to be more of the spiritual, and now they've sort of forgotten a lot of that. And I think this is going to help people to reawaken.
You're definitely right about it. It's like when crisis happened, that's when people want to pray. instead of saying, I just want to pray every day and say, I thank God that I wake up this morning, you know? So you're absolutely right about that.
For everything that we have, you know?
It's true.
Exactly.
And bring us closer to the Creator.
Absolutely.
In New York, you know, after 9/11, you know, what had happened there, how did a lot of the people there, how did they react to it?
I never got to go, like, because I live in Westchester, New York, so I didn't, where that happened at, with the 9/11 thing that happened, like, in Manhattan. But family members of mine that went down just to go see what it looks like afterwards, everything, they said that they just can't believe. Like, they said it breaks your heart, you know. But it's like when you won't have that connection unless you're there, you know. And sometimes people do have that connection, you know. But I feel like with the whole moon thing coming, I think it's going to be good change. But it's just going to probably, like you said, we need an awakening, you know.
Right.
And I also feel that when tragic things happen, it depends on I always feel that things happen because maybe that's how the way God wants it. It's not to be like a harsh thing, but how can I say? And maybe certain things he shows us is, like you said, awakening for us to look.
Right.
You know how, like, you might ignore something that comes on the TV every day, but that's just something for the angels to try to tell you, hello, I'm trying to give you a message here. You pray that you want help. You want to receive help, but you're not watching for the signs.
You know, and that's something, because I've always told my, you know, Adrian that, you know, we have to, you know, watch the signs, and these signs are almost like threats all around us, you know, and we have to be aware, you know, of what's going on.
Exactly.
That happens a lot. You know, maybe that's one of the signs, like this blood moon,
yeah.
And that's interesting, because a lot of people are, you know, posting, you know, online that, you know, these are some of the signs that, you know, God has, you know, sent to us, and he's to let people that know that he's in control. You know, he's the one that's in charge here, and he, you know, controls the universe, and to let us know, you know, that, you know, before, you know, prior seconds come.
Yeah, absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
Monica, is there anything you want to share?
I don't want to sound like the bearer of gloom and doom, but being that these changes will come, and if they are major changes for the human race, a lot of people do not accept change in their lives. Hopefully, I'm thinking this will, like the lady said, help them to awaken and help them to accept the changes that come. Because that's our biggest thing, is we as a race have to grow. We have to become one, because in order for us to join the rest of the galaxies, universes out there, we have to clean up our world. In other words, we have to clean up our backyard.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, we have to awaken, we have to change, we have to accept that we cannot have someone come do it for us. We have to do it ourselves.
And that's why we've come here.
Yes. So hopefully this is going to be something.
Repeat.
Right. Maybe this is our last chance, maybe not. But if it is, I hope we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely true.
Yes.
I definitely agree what you said.
Yes. Because I feel like for some it will be good, for some it may be not good, but then again, it seems like out of the ashes, you know, comes new growth, new life. And that's just about true with anything. So.
And you're right about that. Something. Yeah. You're definitely right about how some people don't expect change.
You know, the Native Americans, you know, they believe that, you know, that earth, you know, should be taken care of, that everything around their, you know, living, you know, energy and the trees and the rocks and everything, you know, should be respected, you know, and that's where falling away, you know, they've disrespected our planet, they've polluted that. You know, even our oceans are still polluted from those oil spills and everything else that's been going in and killing a lot of the, you know, creatures, you know, in our oceans. And I think, you know, this is part of that awakening, you know, that you're talking about.
Right. Mother Earth has had enough. It's like a dog with fleas. She's going to shake off the fleas.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much. We've abused her so much. And when I say we, I'm sorry. When I say we, I mean we have accepted what has been done to her because we accepted in silence.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Like when they cut down the trees, they make animals that have never been in the city are there running around. Because they don't have somewhere to go.
Exactly. And I see that more and more.
And it's dangerous, too.
Yes.
Because when they don't have, because when they're out in the open, you know, they're wild, they don't know what they're doing, you know.
Right.
So, and we, and things are, and I definitely could say to the guy you're right about how man destroys what is here, that is nature, because, you know, they care more about greed and paper before they think about, should, you know, these trees are here for a reason. Not only are they there to, they're for the earth, but they give us oxygen as well, right?
Right.
And people don't realize it. When they cut them down, you know, that it's not helping us, it's hurting us.
Killing everyone.
Yes, we are. We live in a cycle. Everything is here for a reason. Everything survives because of something else.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that the plan is to kill the population, like you said, destroy all the trees and everything, and
mm-hmm.
and pour the oils in the oceans and, you know, contaminate that, you know.
And that's true, too. If they contaminate the water, that means they contaminate your food. No matter how healthy you eat, you don't realize how much contamination they do.
Right.
Very true.
I always learned that because it says organic on a sticker doesn't mean that it's really organic because they can probably put chemicals in it because they have money to put a sticker saying organic.
Right. They control the laws.
Yeah.
Right.
Taking all the minerals out.
Mm-hmm.
The powers that be have to realize that they are on this earth with us also. So if we don't survive, they're not going to survive either. No one's going to be spared.
That's
true. Amazing is that, the United States is probably one of the worst countries in the world for people with bad health. And, you know, why is that? You know, a lot of our food's been contaminated, a lot of GMOs, a lot of, you know, things that we don't even know what we're eating anymore. And we have a country that lives, you know, especially on fast food. And a lot of those fast foods, we don't know what they're putting inside of it. They're probably not even using real meat.
No, in fact, I have actually looked up the McRib from McDonald's, and they actually put in a chemical, a powdered substance that they use to make yoga mats out of.
Wow, really?
Yes. They actually put it on, they actually have it online. You can look it up.
Wow.
Because my father would always go and get it, and I would tell him, Dad, it's not good for you. It doesn't taste right. Because I've had one, and I said, no, this doesn't taste right. And I went and looked it up and gave it to him, and he couldn't believe it. He stopped eating it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've done the same thing with the sweet artificial sweeteners.
They're trying to make it all into yoga mats.
Yes, that same chemical, they make yoga mats out of it. This is what we are ingesting into our bodies. Can you imagine what it's doing to our bodies?
Wow.
Yes.
I can only imagine.
Yes.
It's like things deteriorate. Like I said, as long as you are a company that has money, it's like you think they, because they have money, they do it for, because they care about, not only do they want to grow their business, but they care about who eats it, or they care about the children who eat it. And that really is not true.
That's right, they don't, because that goes to show, when I read that, it told me exactly that they don't care. It's all about the money. So I don't eat out very much.
Wow.
You know, and that's interesting, because you go to a lot of these restaurants that claim that they're serving authentic, you know, Mexican, you know, meals. Well, I grew
right.
eat, you know, grew up eating Mexican meals, and that's not even close to what I was eating.
Exactly.
You know, when I was in Germany, I got to eat real Italian food from Italy, and it tastes nothing like here in the United States, the pizzas and the lasagna and everything that they make here.
Exactly.
That is definitely true. Because, like, they make that fresh pasta, right?
Right.
And here we
yeah.
have pasta that has, like, you wonder, like, how the food stay on the shelves. I'm like, I don't even buy canned food, because I feel like, would you want to buy something that's collecting dust in the supermarket?
Exactly. They do put additives and preservatives in canned foods to keep it preserved so it has a shelf life. It can last.
Definitely. And you know what I do now? I feel like it's good if you want to buy fruit from the supermarket, but I learned that it's better to buy it whole than to buy it cut up, because you have to remember those supermarket places, some of those places that people don't really clean they don't really clean their table, don't clean their knives, and probably don't wash their hands, and people don't realize that when they get sick, they think it is something else they had to eat, not realizing it was from the food that they cut up. And sometimes they don't wash it. So maybe when you go home, you wash it. So I learned now that I just buy my stuff whole and wash it and cut up myself, that I know that it won't be contaminated.
Yes. And that's another thing, too. It's about the chemicals, the pesticides on the fruits and vegetables. If you
and they
can
were
find
talking about that online, about
right.
how they're putting parasites in food, contaminating your digestive system and getting hepatitis.
Yes.
Definitely. And like even salad bars. Like I see when people have their salad bars, it's great because you can go and get your, you know, your salad and stuff like that. But I realized, too, that it's open up in the air. So any flies and stuff, because, you know, flies have carry lots of germs, right, and mosquitoes. So when they fly into the store or when people talking over the food, you don't